Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Okay, a hawk was responsible for the death of a small dog in Avon, according to a town official.
Oh,
that is a horrible way to die.
Tragic.
Being someone's food.
Yeah, scooped up and then eaten alive.
Ugh. Is that how a hawk does it?
Yeah.
They don't kill you first?
They just rip you apart, yeah. I've seen enough squirrels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they're in a tree going, gah, 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 gah.
Squirrels are tough.
Yeah.
If you can swoop in and get a squirrel, you're pretty good.
I've seen a couple of squirrels also kick the hawk's ass.
That's oh, what, cool. Just go nuts
that's
while they're
cool
in the claws
watch.
And get dropped? Or
before he even gets a chance to grab it, man. I had one squirrel the other day, made a hawk really work for it, and he never got it.
Really?
Kept on, this hawk kept coming swooping down, so I'm having a cigar watching all this. I'm watching. This squirrel's going, then he comes down. First of all, the hawk almost...
Wait, how'd that go?
The hawk's wing actually hit my ear as he swooped down to
get out.
Yeah, to get to the I'm like, what the hell was that, right?
Maybe he was looking for you.
Right? His hair, right?
He saw your hair. It's like, is that a nest?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's dead.
When right past me,
at least I'm going to eat it.
Right past me, when I realized what it was a hawk. It was coming down at a squirrel. That squirrel just banged a quick right. Hawk kept going straight. Then the hawk swooped around, comes back to go get it, right? The squirrel just kept on getting out of its reach every single time. I'm like, yeah, squirrel!
That ability to take a quick left or right serves it well unless it's out in the road.
Yeah.
That's typically where it gets in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like, you would have made it if you didn't take that turn back under my car.
Right. Yeah.
Put that thing on a baseball field, it's 20 minutes of hilarity. Nobody knows what to do.
No one knows what to do.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, this squirrel had it going on. He earned his life.
Well, this dog wasn't so lucky.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Such a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh. Especially for the pet owner.
I can't even imagine.
Because you just know it wasn't quick and easy and simple and like, oh, I was here and then I'm gone.
Right.
It's like, oh, no, that's...
What are you going to do, fly after the hawk? Like, that's the... Like, at least if it's another animal, you feel like maybe if I chase it, I could get it.
Yeah.
It might be injured. I can...
If it's another dog,
you're not
you
flying
could jump
after
in.
A hawk.
Right.
It's the worst.
Careful aim, draw a bead on it, and blast it out of the sky.
It doesn't sound like the owner was around.
Yeah.
Avon's animal control officer posted confirmation of the incident to social media. Quote, recently I confirmed the death of a small dog from a hawk attack.
Aww.
Please be cautious when leaving smaller animals unattended outdoors.
Yeah, and bring your cats in too.
For extended periods of time. End quote.
Yeah. You wonder what happened to your animal. Well, you left it outside.
She said hawks can... And will attempt to lift off with small dogs or a cat.
Yep. Or your kid.
Man, that's a brutal way to go.
Yeah.
We've had tribe members call in with stories of birds swooping in and either trying to or successfully grabbing their pet and leaving.
Yeah.
Taking them, it's like, there they go.
We were warned when we got our Jack Russell, the siblings, like we got the brother sister. I was like, come on, really? I'm like, yeah. I was like, a hawk will pick up a dog? They're like, absolutely. It's like, okay, I'm learning something today.
Yeah.
It sucks when a seagull takes your sandwich.
It does suck. Awful.
That's one of those, I wouldn't really think it out. It would be such an emotional moment that I would just, if I had a handgun, I'd just pull it out and I empty the clip on the seagull.
Right. <That's>
you know,
my salami
it's a
sandwich.
Pulp Fiction death for you, seagull.
Yep.
You will die.
Yep.
It is also one of the worst things to have happen to you, but one of the funniest things to have happen to someone else. Like,
it
if
really
you're
is.
If you're sitting there with someone else and you both have a sandwich and their sandwich gets taken, that is the best moment.
And they will swoop down on anything you throw out that window.
That's true.
Hanging with a friend in McDonald's parking lot, and they realize they had a bunch of expired prescription capsules. And like an idiot, they threw out the window. Like, don't! All of a sudden, this one is on my hood, and you just saw poof, like powder, and like it was like powder all over his face. I'm like, great. And we just drugged out a seagull.
You know, they're they have different personalities. You'll see, sometimes you'll throw something out, and there's always that one who's like, I'll try it.
Yeah.
And the rest of them kind of hang back. They're like, yeah, Jimmy will try it. Let's see how Jimmy does with this one here.
If he's still alive, we'll get the rest of it.
Right.
Yep. Scout.
Can you imagine if we had to worry about that? Like, if we were just walking down the street and a bird could swoop in and just like...
Like pterodactyl.
Has anyone seen Mike?
Yeah.
He was here a second ago. There's his lunch pail.
There was a movie, Q. Remember that movie, Q? That creature was just coming up to the lady. It was like sunbathing on top of the roof. Like, just like grabbed the lady. It was living in the Chrysler building.
No.
Yeah. Movie called Q. It was just like grabbed a construction worker. Also, just his helmet's there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So it was just one.
It was one, but it did have a nest of eggs.
Did it come from another planet?
It was like a prehistoric something, and it just like showed up, and like this
like
one
a pterodactyl
guy,
or something.
This one guy became friends with it and stuff, and like it was just like called Q. Yeah, it was living in the Chrysler building, right, and the things there.
You saw the whole movie?
Yeah,
I'm gonna look this up.
Check it out,
Paul in Wallingford.
Good morning. Really quick, there was that video of the seagull attacking the like 8 or 9 year old on a scooter, and it kept dive bombing the kid because it was around the babies of the bird, and it was a really funny video. But again, they don't play around.
Yeah. Is this it?
If I could tell you one more thing,
it's like you're trying to help, but also this is hysterical.
Right?
Exactly. That proves my point from earlier.
Can I tell you one more, please?
Sure.
Okay. They ended up doing a spoof, and they put all sorts of stuff to make them go to the bathroom and on the beach, and then the seagulls kept pooping all over the people, and they put X-Lax in
these are bad people.
It's a really funny video. It's really whatever. All right, have a good one. Bye.
All right. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. Hi. What happened to my girlfriend's daughter? We're at the beach. Just broke out the sandwiches, and I'm like, you better watch out. The seagull's going to come down and get it. Not even 1 second after I said it, boop, I took off with the sandwich. She starts crying. I'm like, I told you.
Yep. They like salami, by the way.
Funny to somebody else.
But they don't see any danger in it because none of them get killed in the act of doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're just like, hey, these people are just an obstacle. They're like a wrapper.
Right.
A food wrapper.
Exactly.
It's like, I just got to pull this out.
Once I get it passed down, I'm good.
I just get this. This is how I get it.
Yep. And they always go, like, not far from you and eat it.
Yeah. No, they're within view.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to stand here now so you can see me eat your sandwich.
Eat this.
Yeah. Sandwich. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh. Thank you, Joe.
And they crap in your car.
Nah, I think that would be something, like, we'd have a whole different, vibe about us if we could just walk down the street and then just be eaten.
Yeah, I would wear like one of those metal uniforms that the
knight in shining armor.
And I would have like a sharp pointy thing on my head.
Well, you would just be one of those crunchy on the outside and chewy on the inside.
Once he gets in, but first they gotta
break the shell and get in.
Right.
It's like eating a coconut. I gotta crack this open.
Exactly, like a childproof cat, pal.
Yeah. So if you're walking down the street with someone who doesn't have one of those on, they're going for the other person.
Yes.
Like, I've tried to get through those shells.
Right.
This not worth the trouble.
This one's wrapped.
Yeah. It's kind of like walnuts. I mean, if they're already out of the shell, I'm in.
Them. Yeah.
But if they're in the shell, that's
work.
So much.
That's work. Exactly.
I love the laugh at the end. John in Bridgeport.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I feed them once in a while down at Seaside, and there could be none anywhere you can see.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you throw out one piece of bread, and they come and fall.
That's they hide.
Right. Where are they?
Yeah, like, you wonder where the hell they come
They're
from.
They're all, like, buying little newspapers and stuff. Think about a few
suits. Remember people.
A Buick rolls up, the elk come flying up. Honey, the seagulls are here.
I thought it was an old lady. And
like 90 come out of this old lady costume. Like a Trojan lady.
Remember that Alfred Hitchcock movie?
The Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw the whole thing. I saw scenes from it,
Yeah. It was pretty wild when we were kids.
The thing with birds, when they're attacking you, like, you can't It's not like a fixed position where you're boxing someone and I'm like, I'm going to strike you. It's like they're all over the place.
So I got to grab one, use it to beat the other person with. It's grabbed by his neck.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Andre and Derby.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we were camping in Rhode Island. My mother was outside. I was in the camper. She was outside screaming. A seagull tried taking off with this huge steak that she was grilling.
And
But it didn't get very far. I tried. It was a big steak, but my mother hit it with like a broom or something. She just rinsed it off and we ate it. Yeah, that son of a bitch tried taking it.
Just cut out the part that was in the seagull's mouth.
The beak part.
The little beak stamp.
Beak print.
Yeah, it tried. Didn't make it very far.
All right, thank you.
They got balls. They don't care. Yep.
Yeah, no, they don't.
No. They want to eat.
Poor little dog.
Yep.
And Avon.
Yep.
Watch your dogs.
Yeah. Keep an eye on them.
It reminded me of that Casey Kasem segment. Casey Kasem was this old DJ from the 70s. He would do American Top 40.
Yeah.
It would be recorded, but he'd get letters and do, like, dedications.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
Or Snuggles.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Amy and Nugatuck.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
So, a friend of mine said, let's go to Windjammers. And I'm like, you know, I know a story about that place, but I don't know what it was. But I kind of was a little apprehensive about going. Whatever, we go. Dude, we get all the food to the table. And, I mean, we ordered a ton of stuff. I want to try this. I want to try that. It gets to the table. And that's when it hit the fan. I have never in my life seen so many seagulls. And they all landed right on our table, obviously sitting outside right along the wall there. And two of them decided to land on my shoulders. Wow. I'm absolutely freaking out.
I've got bellies
in one hand. I've got shrimp in the other. I get up. My dude is cracking up, and he's going, come on, Tippy. We're going to eat inside. We went inside, and the waitresses were standing there. One of them was laughing so hard, she damn near peed her pants. And I was like, dude. Not for nothing. That was the entire meal.
That was my meal.
Seagull said thank you.
Everything.
Yeah.
Dude, they took everything. But the restaurant, they actually refunded the entire bill, made everything over. And we sat inside, and we all, the whole restaurant, just sat there and watched our table engulf, and they ate every freaking crumb.
Yeah.
And then I got called Tippy for the rest of the day.
It's kind of like when there's free food here in the kitchen.
When we put food out there,
it's like seagulls.
It's like seagulls. They just swoop in. All right, Amy, thank you for the call.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. Rich in Durham. Mm. Hey, Rich. I think Rich was just taken by a giant seagull. Rich.
Hungry.
We dressed like a sandwich?
Rich.
Rich!
3, 2...
Okay.
Dan the Bear.
Northwind. How you guys doing, fellas?
Hey, how'd you get the nickname the Bear?
All right, so a little story for you. My Uncle Harry from Essex used to work for the Grateful Dead. I grew up out on the road touring with my uncle with the Grateful Dead.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerry called me Young One the Bear, and for many years now, I've been dressing up as the Green Dancing Bear at concerts.
Oh, anyway, very cool.
I think you pooped in the woods.
Hey, we all do if we got it.
Let me guess, you ate a seagull.
But I got a really good story for you. So anyways, for years I worked at Electric Boat on submarines in Groton, Connecticut.
Cool.
On one occasion, we were out on the pier smoking cigarettes where they had, like, a designated area.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking down, and there's, like, these rocks that kind of come into the pier. And there was a swan with, like, a bird's nest, you know, like she had her eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're watching, like, four or five seagulls, and they're looking to, you know, pull a new move on her, you know what I mean? And this swan, just so you guys know, hawks, seagulls, they ain't got nothing on swans.
Oh, no, swans, they're pissed. Forget about it.
All right, so basically they kept, you know, trying to get in there, you know what I mean? And she's screaming and hissing. Finally, one of them gets a little too close, and she literally bit his head right off.
Damn.
Yep.
Like it was nothing, guys. Like, we're talking boom, boom, 3 seconds, see you later. And then after that, you know, you're talking about sandwiches and shrimp and et cetera. The rest of the boys, they were out. They were like, we ain't even coming near this chick.
Right.
We're out.
Yep.
But, you know.
It's kind of like watching just a bad divorce.
Yep, exactly.
But, hey, oh, no, I'll be over here.
She needs her space.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, I mean, she came out, she stood up, her wings were wide-eyed, and she was like full throttle rocking, you
yep.
know what I mean?
Oh, they hiss and everything, man, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know, if we did that to seagulls, they wouldn't be so quick to come and get our food.
We should,
like,
try that.
If we bit a head off of one,
right, exactly,
the rest would, like, say, I don't know about that.
These guys,
not worth the french fry.
Yeah. You guys were saying, you know, you're like, we're wrapping paper. Like, in her case, she's like, I'm Rocky. You want to be the Russian, I'm taking you out.
Yep.
You know?
Right.
And, but yeah, you guys rock. I love you. I hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah, man,
and,
you too, man. Thank you.
Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. Lauren and Meriden.
So I have a.
I hope that was your chair.
We heard that.
I have a story that Phil will love in particular. It's about geese.
Oh yeah. My favorite.
So, for context, my brothers are, you know, a decade younger than me, and I was about 16 or 17, and I was at the park, and we were feeding the ducks, like you're not supposed to do, but we were feeding the ducks.
Yeah.
And these two geese just decided they didn't like us, or maybe they didn't like what we were feeding them, and they started charging at us, and I didn't know what to do. I was young, and I had my two younger brothers with me, and I just picked them both up like footballs and sprinted across the field as hard as I could.
Wow.
To my car. I fell, still holding my brothers, and somehow made it to my car with the geese still on my tail.
Wow.
I hate geese.
Well, should have backed up over the geese.
Take her to the combine.
So it's doing color commentary.
Yeah, they're not great.
It was very traumatizing. To this day, my brothers are still a little sketchy with geese.
And there was no reason to attack you.
Yeah.
They could have just came over
just
and
didn't like us.
Stood there. You would have thrown them some bread.
Right. Were you near, like, a nest or something, maybe?
I have no idea. I didn't.
That's the only time they really attack.
They get extremely protective.
Yeah, yes. Every time I see one, they're just kind of hanging out. I was, like, standing still once.
They're
not like
for
that.
A good while. It was terrifying.
I lived at a place with a pond. I was not on Phil's bandwagon until I had a place with a pond, and then I'm like, yeah, they're terrorists.
They're awful, and not just for people.
They ruin
all the other animals that, like, you want to have on the pond. Gone. It's just geese territory.
They just ruin it. And then, you know, I've chased them in my ATV.
Nice. They don't even 12 seconds later, they're back.
Yeah. Now, I know all this is probably against the law. I did it.
So,
I don't care.
I think I'm getting my karma back on the geese now, because my dog loves to chase them, so she's got my back.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's funny, though. It went from such a peaceful moment. Oh, we're feeding the ducks. Oh, look at the cute little ducks eating it. It's like, you're running, and you're running for your life with these.
I want everybody's hair.
Geese chasing you.
Waving your hands in the air.
You're running for your life. All right, Lauren, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
I thought she was going to say she was going to sacrifice her brothers. That would have been. That's what my brothers would have done. They would have thrown me to
throw the smallest one.
Right,
here.
The one you like the least.
Right. Here. That's me. The young one.
You could cut some deals right then.
Yeah.
Who's going to clean my room and do my homework?
Right.
Not you?
What you got to do is you got to drop one first, and then you drop the second one later. Then you go.
Right.
Yeah, with a trail.
Rich in Durham.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're coming over in a small boat, going over to Montauk from the Clinton-Madison area. Stopped on the way, did a little fishing. So we finally get there, walk around, and now we're all starving. And we're in a little plaza, and we waited a good hour, maybe hour and a half. Finally got an awesome table right near the railing, near the water, and there's a sign right in front
of
us.
Wait, you're standing at the restaurant waiting for a table? You waited like an hour as you're hungry?
Yeah, this is Montauk on the weekend in the summer. Yeah,
that's like a short wait.
No, but think about how hungry. He was hungry when he arrived. Now he's waiting an hour.
Smelling
now
the food, watching other whales eat.
Now you're ready. Yeah this
famished.
Is. Famished. Yes.
Absolutely. So we get an awesome seat right by the fence, the railing by the water. Sign right there. It says, don't feed the seagulls. They brought out some bread, and my buddy starts feeding them. I'm like, hey, man, it says don't feed them. And he's like, no, that's okay. I like to. And about 30 seconds, our food comes, and then all the seagulls come. One jumped right in the middle of the table, started flapping its wings, and our food went everywhere.
Well, he had the appetizer, the bread first. Now comes the meal.
Yeah, his wife started reaming him out, and so we just got up and left. And then later we're walking around. It's a little shopping plaza, and people are going, hey, that's the guy. That's the guy that fed the seagulls. It was unbelievable.
That's the guy.
That's seagull boy.
That's the guy.
Oh, my God. That friend would have become lunch.
Yep. Oh, my God.
I am too hungry. You ruined it. You're dead.
Thanks for nothing.
You drop him off halfway through the ride back to
Yeah, right. Walk home.
Yeah. There you go, seagull boy. Bloop.
So I think we got a hot dog somewhere on the way back to the marina.
Geez. Indoors, I hope.
Yeah. All right, Rich.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kayleen. Or Kaylin. Huh? Kaylin?
Yeah.
How old are you?
34. I'm 12.
You're 12. Okay.
I was going to say 34.
You have a bird encounter?
Yeah.
All right.
What happened?
So I went to the beach. And with my brother, my dad, and my mom, we were getting set up. We sat down, and there's this bird flying, a seagull, and it pooped on my neck.
On your neck?
Oh.
And I yelled at Ryan, like, Brian! Because I thought he threw sand at my neck.
Right.
But I was actually his poop, so we had to go rinse it off.
Right. Most folks would, yeah.
That's a good thought.
Good.
Not a badge of honor.
That's a great thought.
Yes.
And then what happened?
We
had lunch.
And then after that, we went.
Now, you're listening to yourself on the radio, which normally I hang up on people for, but since you're 12, I'll let this go.
We look like jerks otherwise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla.
I listen to you guys every morning on the way to school.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kayla.
Have a wonderful day at school today.
What do you want to be when you graduate school and get past it?
Seagull killer.
I want to be a dog walker when I grow up.
Dog walker, cool.
It works. Kill those birds.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
She's into it.
Thank you, Kayla. Elizabeth and Shelton.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Hello. Good. There's a school named after you in Shelton.
Okay, I have a little bit of a weird twist from all the other stories. I was down in Florida. We were outside at one of the little tiki bar restaurant things, and me and my boyfriend were sitting a couple tables away from this lady. It sounded like the lady that called a few before me. This huge seagull was sitting on this piling, like waiting to dive on her table. So we were just watching, and it just went to get up off the piling and fly over on their table. And out of nowhere came a huge bald eagle and swooped the seagull up in his talons, landed on the piling, and proceeded to start eating them.
Wow,
and,
damn.
There were a bunch of Asian tourists there that got up with their cameras and started clicking away.
Of course. And that
captured photos.
I would, too.
Yeah.
The eagle picked up the seagull and flew across the river to the other right. side to finish her meal.
And then afterwards, a beagle went to the eagle.
It's like
seagull.
It's like in Star Wars. There's always a bigger bird.
Quite amazing to watch. I mean, it was literally like only a few feet away from us. I was like, oh, my God, and the talent on that thing. I mean, there's all different kinds of seagulls, but this was like a larger variety, but it was really small compared to the eagle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The seagull said, didn't see that coming.
Well, you know what? If you're...
I mean, feathers were flying over near our table.
Yeah. You're eating. The bird's eating.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's hungry.
Everybody's eating, yeah.
Everybody's eating.
Except for the seagull.
They got up and ran.
But you know what? If you think about it, if you're an eagle, you know where the seagulls are going to be.
This is true. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, that's my story. You guys have a good day.
Awesome.
Karen in Naugatuck.
When I was on Musquamgut Beach, and I was eating a sandwich, and from behind me, a pigeon came around the back of my head, and as I was putting my sandwich in my mouth, he took a bite of it, too, while I was in my... where it was in my mouth and also took my lip with him.
Are you dating now?
Oh, wait.
You French kissed a pigeon?
Hey, the sandwich had tongue.
And my friend was hysterically, she was just watching and thought it was hysterical, so I took my sandwich down from my mouth and my lip was bleeding.
She couldn't turn and say, hey, there's a pigeon going to come for your sandwich.
I'd want all the rabies shots I could get.
Seriously. Now, when you walk, do you pop your head back and forth?
Do you crap on cars now?
Do you feel an urge when you see a statue to stand on it?
Yeah, it's quite a memory, still is. But
What do you do after that? Do you go to a doctor? You get tested for rabies? What do you do?
I talked to the lifeguard, and he's, you know, there was nothing. I had a tetanus shot, and you know, rabies, you know, they said probably not. And I thank God it was a couple years ago.
You're fine. They're basically rats with wings.
The lifeguard was like, I've seen this like 6 times today, so don't worry.
I was in shock for a little while, though. Took me a minute.
Wow.
That pigeon must have been a little stunned, like, this is a weird sandwich. What kind of meat is this?
A little raw.
Yeah.
Tastes like lip gloss.
Is this chapstick?
Well, you never think that they're going to share your sandwich with them. You know they're all flying around getting your chips, but
it's
never
such
thought
balls.
They were going to come share my sandwich with me.
Yeah. But it's such balls.
This one was hungry.
To just swoop right in. You're like, you're eating. It's like, I'm going to take a bite, too.
In its defense, though, you probably still froze that you were a statue at first. Then you moved.
Yeah, you weren't moving fast enough.
Then you moved.
Wow.
No.
It wasn't even, you know, typically they wait for stuff to fall on the floor.
Yeah. We tossed them.
Yeah. No. Or you know, some crumbs.
Yeah.
They're like, mine.
Yeah, this was like the assertive breed. The assertive breeds.
The assertive pigeon.
Yes.
Yeah, forget your snacks. I'm going for the meal.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
I want the good part. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I thought I would share that story with you because it's kind of unique.
Like your sandwich.
That is unique. You shared the story like you shared your sandwich.
Nice.
Yeah, and my friend still felt, to this day, she felt so bad because she was looking at me and laughing.
What are you supposed to do?
I mean, hysterically.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do? A pigeon just bit you in the face. I'd be laughing too.
It was like almost trying to get the food out of your mouth.
Right.
Like that food that's going in, that's mine.
Sandwich. Probably the best bite. What kind of sandwich are the curiosity?
They did put antiseptic on it, and they took care of it. It wasn't...
Beer works.
It was still... The experience is something that would probably keep with me a very long time.
It was a chicken sandwich. It's cannibalism.
All right, thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
She walked around.
Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Steve in Watertown.
I was working in Cheshire Corrections, and the inmates fed all the seagulls.
Uh-huh.
And a hawk came flying down, pounced on one. 30 seconds later, all the seagulls came back, and when they were... The hawk was done eating that one. He looked over his shoulder and pounced on another one.
Wow.
Then when he was done eating that one, he went to fly off. and he got almost stuck in the razor wire flying out because he ate so much.
He was so heavy.
That's embarrassing. All of a sudden, it's like hawk parts. Guess what we had in the commissary that night? Hawk.
No, that's what they serve for lunch in the kitchen.
Right.
Well, that's like me at McDonald's. Yeah, I'll take a Big Mac, a quarter pound of a cheese. Throw a couple cheeseburgers over there.
Right, then you get your car goes down like 4 inches.
That's right. It was one of those airplanes, like, you know, you see it in the movies. They're taking off from
overladen.
They're just getting the crew out of this bad territory, yep. But it's like too many people.
Pull up.
Funny. Well, thank you for being a corrections officer.
Yeah, man.
Michelle in Hamden.
Hi, good morning. So we used to go and feed. I used to take my son to feed the seagulls at McDonald's in Hamden.
You're the reason.
Aha!
It's you.
They're dependent now because of you.
I mean, you wouldn't even go there to eat at McDonald's. You would go there to feed the seagulls?
Right, because that's where they all congregated. Gotcha. And we used to feed the geese, but then they got too violent, so we moved to the seagulls.
They're violent.
Yeah, they want different cuisine.
They're in timeout.
Right.
Yeah.
They want French food.
Nip us.
You know you're the worst bird when the trading up is to go to seagulls. It's like, you're so much better.
Okay, so we go like twice a week to feed them, and then one day my mom borrowed my car, and she coincidentally went to eat at McDonald's, so she... Oh. Grabbed a burger, and she parked my car, and all of a sudden, there were a whole bunch of seagulls standing on the car looking at her through the windshield.
You knew that person?
Yeah.
That looks familiar.
Hey!
She didn't know what to do, so she just ended up throwing her whole thing of fries out the window and, like, speeding away.
Oh, no, man. I just gunned it.
And she gets home. We did not have cell phones then, so she comes home, and she's like, this is what happened. I can't believe it. And she was just, it was very funny.
What's that noise in the background?
Oh, I'm at work, and that's somebody calling me on Teams.
Oh.
What do you do?
I'm AMSA at the VA in West Haven.
Oh, okay. So that sounds important.
Keep her on the line so she doesn't have to answer.
Shouldn't you, like, take this call? Okay, there's no response.
Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you for the story.
Yes.
All right, thank you. I'll hang up on myself now.
Okay. Her mother pulling in with her car was like the ice cream truck showing up for these birds.
They all started salivating like Pavlov's dog.
Ice cream!
Yep. I know that ice color. I know what that means.
Dart!
Kristen in Southington.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I was in Seattle on a family vacation, and we had a layover in Seattle for a day. So we're walking from the Space Needle to Pike's Market, and I have on a white T-shirt, and we're about 2 miles from Pike's Market, and a bird craps on my boob.
On your boob. It's accurate.
Yes. Very accurate with my teenager, so I have not lived it down to this day.
Right.
But I couldn't change my shirt for like 5 hours.
You're lactating, miss. She's craptating.
So I had to walk around Pike's Market with bird crap all over me in the middle of summer.
There's a Hallmark card, huh?
I bet she smelled awesome.
Hey, poop boob.
All right, that's a great way to close this out. Kristen, thank you.
Thank you.
Last night, Joe Ganim, Mayor of Bridgeport, declared victory about an hour after the polls closed. That seems a little ballsy. What did you see that made you think that you won this thing, Mayor?
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all the voters that came out. We saw was a surge in turnout. We saw almost 1,000 people, voters, more at the polls than we had seen, even in the regular, September primary. And so we knew that we had finally connected with voters and emphasized the importance of coming out to vote. And we won. We won on the machines.
Surprised by that.
No, well, look at the last two. What allowed, among other things, controversy was not winning on the machines, and to be able to do that and then win overwhelmingly by over 1,000 votes in what have been close elections.
How many
was really heartwarming.
how many mail-in ballots are there, and will those be counted now?
Yeah, those were counted. They were counted. Everything was counted last night.
Oh.
Probably.
So yeah, we're done.
Similar to what happened. Yeah, we're done.
We're done. Well, done. No more counting.
Right.
You got it. Now it needs to be certified. Do you think there'll be any issues with that?
No, I can't see any issues certifying. I mean, it's overwhelmingly, and the Secretary of State was very active throughout. And so I don't think there's any issues other than whether, you know, whether there may or may not be a what's called a follow-up general election. That's still a little bit of a question mark. So we need to see what that's going
to
be.
That'd be a drag to have to go through this again.
Right.
And now that depends on John Gomes, whether or not he wants to drop out or stay in, right?
It's a little unclear to me. His lawyer has said all along that if he had asked for a new primary last night, he got the new primary. He lost resoundingly. His lawyer has said that was game, set, match in tennis terms. So I don't know whether they're going to try to change their thinking on that. It was a pretty, no disrespect to my opponent, it was a pretty devastating defeat for him. And I kind of think the writing's on the wall that I'm reaching out to him too. That, you know, this was a gallant kind of political effort, not one that I admired along the way, but one that I respect, and would ask him to be a part of the future for the city now and move beyond. So it's a little unclear as to what.
Wait, what's that? You're going to ask him to be what?
To basically not to continue on if he has.
Oh, choice. To not continue on.
Right.
Oh, like you're not offering him a job.
Let the city keep moving. Yeah.
You're not going to say, "Hey, step out, and I'll give you a job."
No. John, you know, not to beat him up on this morning. He worked twice for the city, got fired twice unfortunately, for valid reasons. So I think City of Bridgeport would not be well served by any decisions in that direction.
Okay, so you're urging him to step out. If he steps out, then there's no redo on the general, correct?
Best I can figure, there should not be a redo. Although I think there's a. The court, the judge, is ultimately going to have to make a decision as to whether or not we're going to have another general election.
Yeah.
I know. So.
This is fun.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you need to do another general.
It seems odd, weird, and doesn't serve where I think we want to go. I think a lot of people felt redeemed, voters, our team, the administration. Last night, I think it reinforced, hopefully, the work that we've done to reconnect with the voters in Bridgeport and let them know that not only do I care, but we're getting stuff done that's important in their lives. And I really humbly appreciate, as I said last night and again this morning, the honor to serve and to see such a resounding victory.
Bridgeport Mayor Ganim is on. Out. And how many total votes were there?
I think it's totaled about 9,000.
Really?
1,000 more. Yeah, 1,000 more than came out in the regular September primary, in the middle of January, actually. Wow.
9,000 votes, and how many did you win by?
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Oh. I don't do percentages. I'm not good at math. Yeah. Anyone?
I'm 45,
Colin?
You good with that? Percentages?
I have no idea.
He's out.
1/9.
My brother texts me. He goes, "Are you going to talk to him?" And I go, "I don't know what's going on."
All right, so I'm trying to get the percentage. It's not a, I always
like
say 60.
55, 45, 44, 50. It's almost, it's about 10
okay.
points, if you
right.
would on those.
All right.
Yeah, it's a pretty darn sizable good victory.
I always think 60% is a landslide.
Like a mudslide, yeah.
Did we say landslide or mudslide?
Mudslide.
No, yeah, so this is maybe a little more like a mudslide.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, where do we go from here? So
I don't know.
Man, can you imagine asking everyone to go out and do this again?
Another time, yeah.
I mean, your campaign staff has to be fatigued.
Seriously.
Yeah, and it does take away from, and we're doing a lot of stuff for the city, a lot of real good progress. It does take away, and you really have to focus. You know, you just can't ignore, as we've seen in the past. I don't say ignore in the past, but not pay attention to the immediate need of reminding people that this election matters and to come out and vote. It's challenging in the winter. So I'm hopeful that the court and people will really feel that this election should satisfy any of the concerns that were raised. And let us go on with the good work for the city.
I think that Gomes loses a lot of support or just goodwill or whatever it is if he forces everybody out again a month from now. Yeah. Don't you think?
I do.
Yeah. Like people people who may like kind of lean in his direction would be kind of pissed. Like, oh, again?
Yeah,
like, just it's time to walk and then come back in 4 years, you know, if you want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Well, it'd be weird if you didn't.
Yeah. Totally weird.
What did you say? If you can get him on the call, maybe you can talk to him. I do think the judge has a lot to say about how he wants to proceed going forward and whether or not he's committed or thinks that we need to be committed to a general election. I think the prevailing view should be that we had a good, clean election. Everybody participated in November. No qualms about that. Everybody participated in yesterday. Matter of fact, as you say, 1,000 more people. Resounding victory. In tennis, we'd say game, set, match, let's move on. And I'm hoping that will allow us and the people of City of Bridgeport to move on after last night.
Yeah, I was surprised the judge overturned an election. Apparently, he saw enough there to do it, but this would be really weird, too.
Yeah. Again.
So you think it goes to the court first?
Well, he put an order in. There's a kind of a – I don't want to criticize the order because I'm not going to do that, but it does say – well, we're going to have a general election on February 27th unless all the candidates, according to the effective, decide to drop out, which I don't find any basis in that other than that was recommended by the Secretary of State. I don't find any basis in law as to how you get to that point. But, again, the court's the court. The judge is the judge, and we'll have to see what he says.
Yeah,
I'm hopeful that he'll look at the will of the people here. I mean, people walking in inclement weather with canes, elderly, coming out to vote because they wanted their vote to count. Yesterday, I'm hoping they're going to respect the fact that votes counted, and let's move on with the work of the city for the next 4 years.
Would this make you the longest-running mayor in Bridgeport, or have you already achieved that?
Probably the one with the most elections.
Definitely nailed that one.
If we do one a month, I'll have that record easily, right?
I think so. Did you take over for Mayor Moran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She filed bankruptcy for the city. I mean, the city was flat on its back.
Yeah.
It was terrible, and it's been a long
road. How old were you then?
I was 32.
Jesus.
So
he was mayor of the biggest city in Connecticut at 32. How old are you, Colin?
I'm 27.
All right. Okay.
So I got 5 years, and then
all right, you got 5 years.
I'll,
then you go for mayor.
Yeah, there
you
exactly.
Go. Yeah.
Right.
You ready?
So I'm campaigning right now.
I can guarantee we won't hand it over to you bankrupt if you take it over.
Well, congratulations, Mayor.
Yeah.
I hope this is the end.
Thank you, guys.
And just so for the record, we, when we invite you on, we invite John Gomes on just to be fair about it.
Of course.
He either doesn't get back or says no, or I don't know why, but it is what it is. And we appreciate you. Thank you. And congratulations to you and your team.
Yes.
You guys worked real hard.
Yes, they worked hard.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it always. Thanks.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.